We're back. Short in person here with my man, Handsome Shrek.
Hello, hello.
Bringing you another episode of the Second Take Disputed podcast. We still haven't quite disputed on anything. Maybe we'll get some dispute today. Let's see.
What kind of dispute are you talking about?
I want to talk about... Just recently, I don't know if you're aware or not, but Disney announced that they're going to put Mulan on Disney Plus. Now, they are simultaneously going to release it in theaters. The theaters that are open, because a lot of them are closed, because there's a little thing called a pandemic.
Are you talking about Walmart?
Walmart, those Walmart drive-in theaters.
Coming to you in a Walmart.
That's actually not a bad idea. Walmart's actually pretty smart for that, but... No, not Walmart. The actual theaters, like your AMCs, your Cinemarks, whatever is open. Some of them have plans to open soon. But I think it also still goes along with the state and local
jurisdiction
mandates on how many people can be in an indoor space, you know, 50%, 25% of capacity, or 25 people, what have you. But anyway, so Disney... For those who are subscribed to Disney Plus, they'll have the option to purchase Mulan for $30. And the price tag is where people are losing their shit.
Is this that the Disney live action Mulan?
Yes. Okay. It's the live action.
So brand new movie.
It was supposed to already have been released, but again, there's a freaking pandemic.
So people are freaking out about $30.
People are losing their ever-loving minds over it. So the initial announcement was you can rent it for $30, which initially got people losing their shit. Then the next day, Disney was like, all right. You can have it.
Have it for $30.
$30 is yours forever. And infinitum. And perpetuity.
In perpetuity.
As they say on Shark Tank. so if you make this $30 purchase, you can have it forever. People are saying Disney's greedy. They're money grubbing. Bastards, why is it so much? That is way too much to charge for a movie. Keeping in mind, it's a pandemic. Well, you ain't done shit in 6 months. I'm sure you can scrounge up $30. I'm just saying.
Well, look, since we're supposed to be disputing this, okay. I guess I'm supposed to take the other side of that.
If you want. I mean, you can try to be that person, but I know it ain't you, because you're reasonable.
Well, I'll try.
Okay, go for it.
For all of our listeners out there who are absolutely appalled by this $30 price tag, just slamming it down.
That's right.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that Disney, these greedy, grubby bastards, they're not struggling out there today. They're not waiting for a second stimulus package. You see the rise in unemployment right now? Dude, schools are still closed. Kids are losing their ever-loving minds. We need to give them some good movies, good action, good family fun. Why are my children being asked to spend $30 for a movie that should be streamed for free?
For free. Well, you have to remember, Disney is a corporation. They themselves have employees and also shareholders to answer to. I am a shareholder of Disney and Apple.
You know, I think all the shareholders and employees, they should pay the $30. So you should pay $30.
And everyone else should be free.
Everyone else should be free. You should pay the $30 for my movie.
The thing that I thought was probably the funniest is... Literally a month to the day, they just gave everyone Hamilton for free.
For free.
Of course, if you're a subscriber to Disney Plus, you got that for free, which you wasn't getting those tickets.
Nope.
Anyway, I think the cheapest Hamilton ticket was like $150. If you could get it. I tried when they toured here in Baltimore. Couldn't get it. Whatever.
It's literally impossible to get a top-rated show
right
at the Hippodrome. I'm sorry. It's just impossible.
Right.
You got to book it months in advance.
Right.
The day it opens.
Right. But the day that Disney put it for free...
Well, I'm
telling you... On Disney Plus?
I'm telling you right now.
My damn ass was watching it.
I'm telling
and
you.
And loved it.
If they would have put Hamilton on there for $30, I would have watched it.
Exactly.
I'm going to take the opposite point right now on this one. I'm going to dispute you on this one. I did not watch that damn show because it was given to me for free. If I had to pay to get it, then I know it was worth it.
So since it was free, it was shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
I mean, you compared it to Milan must be gold.
It is. Has to be.
Has to be.
Has to be.
And that's why I'm going to end up paying $30 to go see it.
I like the way you're thinking.
But, God damn it. Don't charge me $30, you greedy grubby bastards.
You grubby bastards. You sons of bitches.
At least. And now, I know I'm supposed to be taking, I'm going to pivot here.
Pivot.
I'm going to do Pool Ross from Friends. Pivot. Look, Disney... Now, I'm going to argue, I'm paying $30 for this damn thing,
okay,
Disney should at least, to the account that's linked to the Disney Plus account,
mm-hmm.
send me a physical hard copy of Mulan live action.
On what?
On Blu-ray.
On Blu-ray?
A thumb drive. I don't care. Just send me a little figurine that says Mulan.
So you want something in return for
that. Well, just think about back in the... Because this is me going back to growing up and the VHSs and Disney's. You know,
yes,
Disney,
the old school. Yes.
The old school Disney.
The vault. They talk about.
They would release only... Oh, and everyone out there who tries to buy Disney stuff knows Disney makes... certain editions of, say, The Lion King or any one of their movies, and they stop making it. You can either get it there or wait till they re-release it again in another format. If they're not constantly made, when supplies are gone, they're gone. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, little things back in the day, as a little kid, I remember it opening up, like, I know it's not, maybe it was Disney, I don't even know who did it. DreamWorks, I think, did it. Free Willy, remember Free Willy?
Yep.
I remember getting that VHS, opening it up. And the little top, they gave you a little Free Willy necklace like they had in the movie. Man.
Indian, so that's what you want.
Indian in the cover. You got the little Indian.
So you want your Mulan figurine.
I did. Something that has something to do with the movie. Like, it's there, but I also have her here.
I got you.
I tell you what.
I got you now.
That's,
so
that's
that would be worth your $30.
That would be worth the $30 because I know as a kid, that made... certain movies that, looking back on it now, man, that movie wasn't really that good.
Mm-hmm.
But because I had some sort of memorabilia that went along with it, boom, lasting memory.
Okay, so I got you there. I got you there. But, again, if we're being honest here, is that price point unreasonable? In your honest opinion, is the $30 price? Because that seemed to be what the biggest issue was. There were some other things about, you know, it doesn't have the original music and one of the characters isn't in it. Full disclosure, everyone, even though I was giving people lots of shit the other day about this, full disclosure, I've never even seen the first one, the original. So I don't even know. I was just like giving people shit. I was like trolling because of the ridiculousness. But apparently there was a Mulan 1 and 2. Never seen either one.
Blasphemous.
Well, what can I say? So.
Well, it's funny because I don't remember ever actually watching it either.
Yeah. But guess what? They're both streaming right now on Disney Plus. So we can watch those if we wanted to.
But live action, though.
But the live action.
Look, I guess the argument can be made that Disney should just buck up and pay their actors, because then their actors are getting royalties from it. That's really what it all comes down to. The actors are the ones that are losing the money because it's not going to theaters. Part of their deals, I guarantee, where you get X percentage profit from movie sales, theater sales, and everything else. So Disney's getting pressure from them, and they're probably going to have some sort of frivolous act of God lawsuit where they should get some sort of... These multimillionaires that go into a multi-billion dollar corporation going, hey, we all don't have too much. There's not enough money. Give us more money.
Well, I think you got to remember that, again, like I said, it is a corporation. So they actually put money out in order to make these films. So right now, sitting in the can, it's not making anyone anything. So now that the theaters are opening, okay, we can put them in the theaters that are opening, that we can get it out there. But it would be the same deal if they're putting it in the theater in, let's put somewhere close to us, in Delaware, but not in the theaters in Maryland. The people in Maryland would be like, well, shit. I wanted to see it, now I can't. Well, here's an option.
Well, I just came up.
You can see it on Disney Plus.
I just came up with the reason why.
Okay.
The reason why they're charging $30.
All right, let's go. Let's hear it.
Warning. What you're about to hear is conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah. And we love those.
So, be warned. It is a conspiracy theory. It does not necessarily reflect our views.
That's right.
But Disney is owned by China.
Hmm?
China wants to charge as much money and extort money from the U.S. for their live-action film, Mulan. Yep.
Well, I'm stumped now. Yep. I'm stumped.
There it is.
So that $30 is going to China?
Oh, yeah. Now you're supporting Communist China if you buy that movie.
Mind blown. Did not think about that. And again, that's just a conspiracy theory. We're just having fun here. We're trolling because...
Somebody just... I heard somebody just get super offended off of that comment. Right.
But yeah, it was... It caused a big firestorm the other day.
I could see it. But you know what? Just to dispute it, Disney's a bunch of jerks.
Bunch of jerks, man.
Well, you're supposed to be in your opinion. Yeah, my opinion.
In your opinion.
We gotta start disputing stuff.
I think it's quite generous of them to offer it. Well, and you know what? One of the issues that I think comes in again is the price point. And not only that, what we talked about before, how the pile on happens. So you get the domino effect or the snowball effect where $30, what the fuck? And then you get the next, you know what? Yeah, that's right. That $30, oh, hell no. Where they may not necessarily even care that much because I am one of those people who really don't care, but I'm going to troll the fuck out of people just because.
People enjoy outrage.
That's right. So I'm going to troll that outrage because I think it's freaking hilarious.
Look, all I'm going to say is it's completely unreasonable and illogical for you to go ahead and throw a $30 price point on this movie where I would have taken my entire family, where I would have paid $15 a person to go in the movie theaters and spent $45 plus another $20 for my popcorn. Unreasonable for you to charge me $30 to be able to watch this thing whenever I want because I own it now at home. Unreasonable. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. And it's even more ridiculous if Disney does this, I'm going to be extremely offended, too.
Uh-oh.
If they go ahead and make this a $30 price point if you want to watch it, and then several months down the line make it free, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Can you believe that?
I want my full refund for that $30.
Right. So you want your full refund for all 22 friggin' Infinity Saga films?
Absolutely. As soon as they go there, I should get a refund. That's what I'm saying. As soon as they become free on the streaming... Look, it's ridiculous, Disney. I'm still waiting for my refunds, damn it.
You want your money back. I want it back, damn it.
Once it becomes free, then I should be reimbursed... Fully, I say, hey, I save the ticket stubs.
As long as you have your stubs, you can turn them in.
That's how this works, right?
That's right. That's just how ridiculous it sounds.
Oh, man.
I love it. What the hell else is... All right, that's enough. That's enough of me trolling. Don't worry. I will get you some more on my social media, because that's all I've been doing for the last 2-3 days. Well, is just
this entire podcast. This episode's going to get shut down because I said I talked about communist China.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, Lord.
Gonna come looking for us.
Oh, don't worry. Hey, if you're listening, I'll pay the $30. We're good, right? We're all square, all even, Steven.
Everything is good.
Oh, shit. Oh,
so the Orioles lost a doubleheader as we pivot way off right
Super.
Now.
Pivot, Ross.
Lost a doubleheader to the Marlins yesterday. And if I'm not mistaken, they actually lost on Tuesday night as well.
Hmm.
But how is that possible? I thought the Marlins were all sick. Are they not sick now? And if so, how the hell is that sick-ass team beating our birds?
Well, the Orioles might as well be a college team.
I don't like the way you just said that. I'm my feelings are hurt now.
Well, you know,
why do you say those things?
I will give you extra credit if you can name 6 players that play for the Baltimore Orioles.
I cannot.
I will give you less than extra credit. I'll just give you credit if you can name 3 players on the Baltimore Orioles, one of which you cannot get is Chris Davis, because he's stuck there forever.
Hold on a second. I cannot.
Okay. For just a passing grade, can you name one player other than sorry-ass, swoosh, miss, strikeout Chris Davis?
Unfortunately, I cannot.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why the Orioles are the Orioles. Oh, shame. Lord.
I feel so much shame right now.
That's okay. Go ahead and return the question.
Now, yes. Can you?
I cannot.
Mind you, folks, we are huge sports fans.
And we are in Baltimore.
And we are, in fact, in Baltimore. But we can't name any players.
Nope. I mean, hell, you could tell me that Melvin Moore came out of retirement, and I would say, oh, good for him.
Yeah, baby, yeah. So I guess that's going to be our homework here coming up. We're going to have to research and find out who's actually playing on the Orioles. And come back and give you all a full report. But they've been losing to the sick-ass Marlins, so yeah. That should tell you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Florida...
Are they Florida or are they Miami now?
I don't know.
Marlins. They're all over the place.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, they're not as all over the place as this podcast, but...
But, well, again, let's pivot back for another dispute.
Oh.
So I got into a dispute a little bit earlier today.
Oh.
And it was a requested dispute to be continued on this podcast.
Okay.
So, the topic of the dispute was actors and or actresses, but specifically we're going to talk actors here. Male leads and talking about how actors are short. Mm-hmm. And the reason why actors are so short versus a tall actor is... A short actor, it's easier for them to get ripped and to get into a illusioned aesthetic fitness for the cameras compared to someone who's much taller. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree.
You disagree?
Yes.
Why do you disagree?
I think it doesn't matter the size of the actor.
No. So when a 5-foot-nothing Mark Wahlberg mm-hmm. needs to get jacked for a role...
But he was already jacked from...
Okay. Well,
back in the Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch days.
We'll go ahead and use an anecdotal piece of evidence
mm-hmm.
with Christian Bale. Because he went from two extremes. He went, I believe it was The Pianist, where he lost all that weight. He's supposed to play, was it someone bulimic or anorexic? And he looked like a damn skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
So he went from that, and within 6 months had to appear to be completely jacked for, and gain as much muscle mass as he could for Batman.
Mm-hmm. And what about it? But he had already had the role. So are you saying he was only picked for the role because of his height?
No, what I'm saying is predominantly the main actors with this full range of physical fitnesses and forms that they need to maintain. If you're a short guy, you can be a skinny guy in one film to a completely jacked, like, buff guy in another film. If you're a big dude, so if you're we'll go ahead and call it Dwayne The Rock Johnson, mm-hmm. or you're which one of the Hemsworth brothers is Thor? Is it?
Chris.
Because
everybody in the Avengers thing is named Chris.
Yeah, everyone's Chris. But you can either be either Fat Thor or Jack Thor. You can't be Skinny Thor. The other Chris, the Captain America Chris. Chris, what's his name?
Evans.
Chris Evans. Hell, they couldn't even fake his skinniness. They had to just like CGI his face onto a skinny body.
Well, I mean, that was a part of...
I get it. Look, but what I'm saying is you can't... These taller people, you can't go from these extremes because, sure, I'll go ahead and give it to you. Muscle mass built is muscle mass, period. So if you're a 5 foot guy and you're a 6 foot five guy, if you both gain 50 pounds of muscle, you both gain 50 pounds of muscle. However, my argument is because these short bastards, because these short bastards proportionately have shorter arms, shorter limbs, that muscle mass sits on there as an illusion of being more dense and a little bit more puffed out compared to the elongated muscle of the taller actors. So what I'm saying is, in order to get to a, like, you got to look like a muscle head roll, it's a shorter period of time to become, get that aesthetic appearance as a short person compared to a really big guy.
But isn't it true that pretty much any of them can do it in a certain amount of time if they are well taken care of as far as getting the proper training, the proper nutrition?
True,
and
but
so
I feel like the taller actors need more time because in order for Dwayne The Rock Johnson to look like a tank, he's what, 6'5"?
Well, I mean, he's already
the guy's probably
not the best example.
Well, here, what I'm saying is, if you ever see his workout routines and the stuff that he eats, the guy eats like 30,000 calories on his cheat
mm-hmm.
day.
Right.
I'm sorry, but little Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch on his cheat day, his little shrimp ass is eating 10,000 calories maybe. So what I'm saying is, it's a lot. There's a lot more mass on a big dude, proportionally sized to a smaller dude, less mm-hmm. mass, is what I'm saying.
And we're just strictly talking about acting and appearing in film.
And my argument was that actors, and this goes back to the original argument.
Sure.
You're more likely to find that actors in Hollywood are of a shorter stature, and it's easier for people to get roles being shorter because of the way you appear on camera and your relative size compared to everybody else, because everyone's pretty short to begin with, so
right.
it makes it
average
easier.
Height. Right.
Average height,
right.
Yep. And it makes it so that you can actually have a range of roles.
Right. And it's noticeable. It's noticeable when there is height difference. You can tell by the way the camera angles are and things like that and how far they have to pull back.
I mean,
so it's noticeable, sure.
And what I'm saying, like, think about all these major movies. You can pretty, like, quickly pick out movies where you have tall actors, like, immediately. Like, just think about any movie or any TV show. John Krasinski, the guy's a beanstalk. He can't get certain roles that, say, a Tom Cruise could get. Because Tom Cruise, just because of his stature, I mean, hell, he goes from one movie looking like a badass to another movie looking like a wimp, and I don't think he had was like the same body composition, but just the way they can shoot him because of his height.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my whole point was, short people, it's easier to trick the cameras when it comes
and
to
And clearly, because I trick cameras all the time.
Well, he is a lot taller than he would lead to believe being shorter in person.
Exactly. And on that note, we will get the hell out of here.
Oh, man, has it already been the time?
It's that time. I guess we got things to do, man. We got bills to pay.
I need to figure out some way to scrounge together $30 for this unreasonable bullshit.
I got you covered. Listen, I got you covered. I'll get the thing, and then we'll be less than 25 people in my house. So come on through.
Okay.
We'll make it happen. We'll watch. You know what? We'll watch the original. Ooh. We'll watch two, and then we'll watch the live action. We're gonna do all that for $30.
$30.
You bring some donuts, Doritos, and a dog beverage. Boom, we're done.
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 Tell them all good night, Handsome Shrek.
Good night, Handsome Shrek.
Good night, everyone.